Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Last month, NPR asked several radio producers around the country to pick a new band in their area that they thought would be worth watching this year. I picked this group, called Tiny Victories. Their sound was full of little surprises. And when they arrived here in the studio today, there was another surprise. There's only two of them, producing all these layers of sound. Today, the band releases its debut EP called Those of Us Still Alive. And they've joined us to mark the occasion by playing some of it live. Here with Lost Weekend is Tiny Victories, live on Soundcheck.
Said the devil takes the first one, and you were the first one to break down. A serious shakedown, so now you spend the last weekend walking around in your head. Spend the last weekend walking around in your head. I know you, you got a stereo heart, you've got an ache in your mind, and that's a bad way to start. And I know the devil takes the first one, and you were the first one to break down. A serious shakedown, so now you
That is the band Tiny Victories live in the Soundcheck studio in a song called Lost Weekend. Believe it or not, Tiny Victories is just a duo. You heard Greg Walters singing and handling electronics and samplers and Kaysen Kelly behind our drum kit. And Kaysen, did you have some samplers going on over there?
No samplers on that song.
But you've got a few toys and tricks over there for later on, right?
I sure do.
Okay. Greg, Kaysen, first of all, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks for having us.
How do you guys do this? I mean, is this, do you have like, it seems, Greg, like you are actually playing these little black boxes as if they're instruments. You know, it's not just like hit a start button and play to a backing tape.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, you know, we like to think of them as instruments. You know, I think that there's a lot of, sort of people using electronics live these days and doing really exciting things with them. And something that we've kind of always tried to do is, I guess, pick a fight with your instrument and win. You know, It's like if, you know, it's almost too easy if you can do anything you want with them. And these are kind of complicated things that you kind of have to wrestle with, I guess.
Right. Now, a few minutes ago, Lizzie Goodman dropped the name Girl Talk, you know, which is the one-man band based on samples. And in order to make his live performances fun to watch, he usually ends up stripping down to his underwear, you know?
Well, yeah, I'm trying to convince Kaysen to do that. I don't think it'll take that much convincing, to be honest.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, I don't know what to make of that.
Well, let's just be glad this is radio.
Yeah. But it seems like, you know, you're a pretty physical performer behind these quote-unquote instruments. Is that part of the wrestling with your instrument that you're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of stumbled into this. I mean, you know, what we're working with, you know, is a few samplers, which are basically kind of glowing boxes that, you know, what you do is you kind of record sound into them, and then you tweak that and mess with it and, you know, really kind of manipulate it as much as you can. And then by the end of it, you've kind of got the ability to play back sounds and kind of recordings that you've pre-programmed. But you can set it up live and you can do it, you know, sort of however you want. So you have a lot of flexibility on stage. It's not really like, you know, just sort of getting up there and hitting a tape recorder. But it's a little bit like getting up there and having about 120 tape recorders, and you can push play on sort of any single one that you want. And that's kind of how we do it, I guess.
And Kaysen, did you guys start as a duo? Was it just a case of, I mean, I guess I thought maybe, you know, the band would be a band, you know, four or five people, and, you know, maybe at some point you would have pared down. But did it start this way with just you and Greg?
Yeah, sure did. We started as guitar and drums, actually, and did a little bit of jamming. We had good chemistry. And then Greg got his first sampler, and that's when things changed. But it just remained the two of us.
Well, the two of them, they are Tiny Victories, and their EP is out today. It's called Those of Us Still Alive. Maybe I'll ask you guys about that title in a moment, but a song that is not on the EP is called Justine. You going to do that for us next?
Yeah.
So this was like, what, the one that just missed making the cut?
Yeah, we were pretty close to putting this one on the record, and we, you know, probably would have, but you know, it turns out making a record is really hard work, and you don't necessarily end up where you thought you would. So you know, this is kind of a sneak peek of what's gonna come out on our next record for sure.
All right. The song is called Justine, the band is Tiny Victories, with us live on Soundcheck.
Thank you. back to winning this great big defeat. There's one tiny victory, cause we're not dead yet, though pretty soon we're gonna be. And we don't need nobody, don't, nobody, don't give up the spot, take the whole dang thing. And if I break first, I guess that means you win, so come on. We don't know what for. Yeah, we all know the score, but no, we don't know what for. Every night is just holy war, with everybody keeping score. Every night another holy war, with everybody keeping score.
That's called Justine, a live performance from the band Tiny Victories here in the Soundcheck studio. Their new EP is out today. It's called Those of Us Still Alive. That's not on it. That's a song that'll be on the full length when that eventually comes out. But once again, you heard Greg Walters singing and handling the sampler and electronics, Kason Kelly behind the drum kit. And Greg, let me ask you about that title, Those of Us Still Alive. Does that refer to anything in particular?
Yeah, it kind of does. There's I haven't really got yet a short, pithy way to answer that question. Maybe you can help me think of one. But the there's a song on our record called Get Lost.
Right.
Where there's this kind of, I guess, couplet that just sort of came to me at one point, which is, those of us still alive, we do our best to get by. Those of us who have died, they do their best to stay quiet at night. And it was it just kind of was rattling around in my head for a while, and we were kicking around album title names, and that sort of snippet came up. But I think that a lot of times lyrically, what ends up happening when I sit down to write lyrics is that I end up kind of writing a letter to someone, or it sort of works out that way.
Well, now you your job years ago was as a writer, as a foreign correspondent, right?
Yeah, that's right.
You covered the Russia-Georgia war.
Yep.
and revolutions in Ukraine and Kyrgyzstan.
Yep.
And so, I mean, you must have seen a lot. Who were you a correspondent for?
Well, I was working for Bloomberg for a while and Dow Jones for a while. Mm-hmm. I worked for Moscow Times for a while. I did a little bit of stuff for the Financial Times. I even did a little bit for All Things Considered once out mm-hmm. of Kyrgyzstan. So, you know, stuff here and there.
So got to be massively different, though, writing, you know, nonfiction reports from the front and sort of writing lyrics for songs that somehow process all of this.
Well, I think they have a few things in common. At least for me, they do. I don't know if this makes sense for anybody else. But it's, you know, it's kind of all about communication. And, you know, a narrative. And in one version, you know, if you're writing about, you know, the reality of mm-hmm. somebody living in, you know, Kiev overthrowing their government, you're kind of taking sort of the logic and the story of that, and you're sharing it with someone else. Mm-hmm. You know, in terms of writing lyrics and songs, you know, you're kind of reporting on your own inner state. You know, you're kind of saying, well, you know, here's something that I don't know how else I could describe to someone except it feels like this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So you're hoping for that kind of emotional honesty that, you know, would sort of echo the objectivity of your reporting.
That's right. That's right.
Greg Walters and Case and Kelly are the band Tiny Victories. Their album, their EP, is out today. It's called Those of Us Still Alive. And the song Get Lost playing in the background. Greg, Kaysen, guys, thank you so much for coming in and playing for us today.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
That's going to do it for Soundcheck today. On our next program, the Whitney Biennial. We'll hear about the music and performance offerings at this year's big exhibition. Plus, it's wedding planning season. We'll hear about some offbeat live music ideas for nuptials and ask for your suggestions, too. Don't forget our archives are on our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck. If you miss an episode or want to hear it again, that's where you can go. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, the program produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn, our senior producer, Joel Meyer. We had help today from Chris Nolan. I'm John Schaefer.